I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Brexit. It's the great economic breakup taking place between Britain and the European Union. The relationship status, well, it's complicated. Teach Beyond's Stephen Chilcraft says Brexit hasn't had a direct impact on them yet.
In terms of prayer requests, that the mindset of our country, whether it's within the church or in society, remains open to the rest of the world, and that our historic missionary commitment and tradition is maintained, and that when this is over, the church demonstrates unity rather than disunity, where we disagree on secondary matters such as this, but are united on our primary commitment to the Lord Jesus.
And today, we're taking an inside look at life as a Palestinian Christian. Now, Palestinian believers face a lot of challenges when it comes to ministry in the Holy Land, the biggest of which is the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. In general, Christians in the area are Palestinian. Bethlehem Bible College's president, Jack Sara, says they're caught right in the middle of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
Their houses get confiscated, their lands was confiscated, they are in prison within the wall that Israel built around the Palestinian communities. Some of them had jobs in Jerusalem and now they cannot go to them.
So pray for church leaders to have wisdom and for believers there to have courage. To find more ways to pray and learn about life as a Palestinian believer, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This olive wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.